So we'd like to start the lochas of Matil Sidayim Lesuda. As I said, at a different point, we'll talk about the lochas of Matil Sidayim for the morning. We'll talk about the lochas of Matil Sidayim for the Suda. So we have a loch, a person wants to sit down and eat pas. He wants to make a meal, so he has to wash his hands. So this is the kind of Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech was Masakat Matil Sidayim. The question is, why is this in place? What is this, what is the reason for this takana? So the Gemara gives us. The Gemara already gives us two reasons why this takana is in place. One reason is the obvious reason, which we would assume the reason is because nikiyus, a person has to keep his hands clean. It's proper to eat a meal in the way that his hands are clean. Now, if that would be the only reason why we're washing our hands, all of the different halachas that we have, how you have to do it, etc., would seem to be extraneous, superfluous, not necessary. That you have to use dafka kli, kraf gavra, all of the halachas that we're going to talk about. So the Gemara gives a second reason, which is a very strong reason. The Gemara says it's because of what's known as tzrach truma. So let's explain this concept called tzrach truma. Tzrach means connected to the issues of truma. So the halacha is when the kahanim were eating truma chala, these things which have kedusha, so they cannot eat it when it becomes tameh. Truma becomes tameh, you're not allowed to eat it. There's a halacha that Chazal put in place called tumas yadayim. That normally for some, either the person becomes tameh through a source of tumah, the Torah delineates the various sources of tumah. When a person becomes tameh, the whole body of the person becomes tameh. There's no case in the Torah level where only his hands are tameh, but the person is still tor. The idea of tumas yadayim is a din d'rabbanan. The Chazal said in certain scenarios, we're going to put a tumah on the person's hands, not on the whole body. In order to eat truma, now we have a problem. Since Chazal instituted something called tumas yadayim, if the kohen would touch his food, which is what's going to happen when he eats his food, the food's going to come tameh, and now he's no longer allowed to eat truma, which is tameh. Truma, which is tameh, is not allowed to be, it cannot be eaten. So the kohen would have to wash his hands before he ate anything of truma, because we assume, the halacha assumes that stam yadayim have a din of tumah unless you've been mitayer them. So stam yadayim, the assumption is that they are tameh. The nature of hands is they move around without thinking about it. Our hands are moving without thinking about it. We might have touched something which is a source of tumah, and therefore the hands they put it to tumah, not on the whole person, because this is not a real halacha chashash. We don't know of it. We're not mechuyev halachically to be concerned about it. That's a concept of cheskas tahara. But since the nature of hands is to touch, Chazal made a new takana called tumas yadayim. So the kohen would have to wash his hands before he ate truma. Now this would apply to anything with truma, not just to bread. It would apply to cake. It would apply to fruit. It would apply to anything which had the din of truma. He would have to wash his hands before he ate it. The chum came along and said, since we're living in a society where the kohanim have to wash their hands constantly before they eat, we want to make it a little bit easier for the kohanim. We're going to extend this requirement to the non-kohanim, the Leviim and the Yisraelim. They have to wash their hands before they have a meal. So the kohen washes his hands anytime he ate any fruit. We're not going to wash whenever we eat fruits. If the kohen have to wash his hands before he ate a piece of cake, we don't have to wash our hands when we eat a piece of cake. But since the main times where people were eating were meals, once upon a time, not like nowadays, once upon a time, the main people would sit down, they'd have a meal twice a day, and that was it. They didn't spend the whole day grazing like 14 snacks in the middle, right? So they washed, they sat down, they had a meal in the morning, they had a meal at nighttime, that was the main time people were eating. So if everybody in Christ was going to be washing their hands, so that those times, we're used to the idea of washing before we eat, so the kohen would remember to wash before they eat as well, whatever they have to wash. So they instituted this halacha of the Matil Sidayim, because what is known as Sirach Truma, that we have to, in case a person's eating something which is a meal, a person has to wash his hands before he does so. So that's the reason why, and this will have nafkaminas in the halacha, as we apply the halachas, this concept of Sirach Truma, the halachas of Tuma, how it applies, that'll make a difference in the halacha. Have a good morning.